This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll take a look at your close of the grain futures today on the shorter day due to the Christmas holiday. Corn today for March closed 3.5 cents higher at 450.5. May corn finished at 451, 2.5 cents higher. July up 2 at 449.75. Soybeans today for January closed at 1263.5 at 4.75. March beans closed up 4.75 as well at 1264.75. May beans closed up 3.75 at 1262.5. Wheat in Chicago for March was down 2 cents, 627.75. May wheat up 0.5 cent at 628. July wheat unchanged at 617. Bean meal for January down 440, 41680. March bean meal down 510, 41390. Soybean oil for January up 44 cents at 41.79. March bean oil up 48 cents, 41.09. Moving on now into ag news from around the country here on your Christmas Eve. Agriculture and other sectors and individuals may now have to wait for longer virus relief after President Trump threatened to veto a massive stimulus and government funding package. Trump upended expectations promoted by his aides that he would sign the $900 billion relief bill, packaged with a $1.4 trillion budget bill and a tax extender and energy bill.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
And he wants Congress to get rid of the wasteful spending.
Or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done.
Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley told this to farm reporters.
I hope he doesn't veto it. If he does veto it, then I'm going to have to go back to Washington much earlier than I anticipated, because I wasn't hoping to go back until New Year's Day.
The votes are there to override the president, though he could run out the 10-day business day clock on this Congress, not vetoing or acting until the new Congress comes in January 3rd. But Grassley sees more damage to agriculture.
Obviously, we wouldn't have that $13 billion and the biofuels help. We do have the higher prices right now from the marketplace. So the fact that the $13 billion might not be there will obviously hurt the farmers that would have benefited from it.
Grassley also says he hopes to see Trump sign the bill, but he's already been notified to be ready to go back into session next week for a possible veto override vote. In other ag news, as relates to the stimulus bill, broadband access continues to be a major challenge in rural America. Tie that in with the outage of AT&T around Montgomery and other counties earlier this week. And also, personally, home phone and internet were also down, so connectivity completely was down for me on Monday. So when you tie in the $900 billion year-ending aid package passed through Congress, there is money available to spend on increasing broadband in rural area. Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ron Kind says funding like this continues to be piecemeal efforts to solve a serious problem.
There are a variety of grant programs that are already available, already broadband programs that we're trying to enhance right now, but I still think it falls short of what we need. And that's a comprehensive broad-based broadband expansion program that leaves no one behind, regardless of where they happen to be living. We had that in the Moving America Forward Act that passed the House of Representatives just this summer. We had about $80 billion dedicated to close the last mile and to make sure that we had complete 100% coverage throughout America.
Kind voted in support of the year-ending aid package. He's optimistic that Congress may be able to make more progress on broadband access in the next session.
I'm hopeful in the new Congress, with the new administration coming in, that we put infrastructure investment as a high priority, and part of that also entails broadband infrastructure deployment. That's my goal, at least, and we need to do that, or we're going to be leaving more people behind, especially our rural communities, that won't be in a position to compete in this 21st century economy.
He's looking at how the money available in the current aid package will be beneficial to rural America.
With a substantial funding for broadband expansion, over $7 billion, including a large chunk of that for rural Wisconsin and rural America. The coronavirus has certainly highlighted the digital divide like never before and the economic and education inequities that flow from it. And for us to make telehealth work well, we need broadband in rural areas too. So this I view as a down payment for broadband expansion, which is important for our country to maintain our competitiveness on a global scale.
Again, that's Wisconsin Representative Ron Kind. Moving along now and taking a look at state ag news. This year was a time to learn new ways to do old things, according to Rachel Peabody with the Illinois Soybean Association. She says the organization learned to adapt, and it was still able to accommodate soybean producers across Illinois.
We still had a lot of great producer touch points. We still had some great collaboration with our fellow ag groups in the state. And we really got a lot of good wins for soybean producers going and happening. Made us a really strong team. It made us a really flexible team. And I know I'm really proud of how everybody, including our farmer audience that we serve, I'm really proud of how everybody kind of banded together this year and made the best of the situation for sure.
One example was meeting with soybean buyers across the globe, but doing so by Zoom. According to USDA, the Illinois soybean yield this past year is projected at 58 bushels an acre. State legislative priorities have been outlined by the Illinois Farm Bureau. Mark Gebhartz with the Farm Bureau has this rundown.
We want to maintain our tax policy provisions that currently exist for agriculture, and we want to make sure that we can maintain to whatever level we can, recognizing that just yesterday the governor announced over $711 million worth of cuts to the state budget that he wants to be considered. To try and keep adequate funding for the Department of Agriculture, of course, balanced process for siting livestock farms and operating them through the LMFA, the Livestock Management Facilities Act, another major priority, and a lot of work in the energy area with renewable energy. I think not only in the biofuels markets and biodiesel, but just energy in general, whether that's wind, solar, et cetera, I think you're going to see an awful lot of attention in those areas. So those are just a few of the highlights.
The fall veto session was canceled, and Governor Pritzker has declined to push for a special session at this time, so it's unclear when the Illinois General Assembly will be reconvening again. And every year presents a different weather story here in Illinois, and 2020 has been no different. Eric Snodgrass is a meteorologist for Nutrien Ag Solutions up in Champaign.
That's right. You know, if we call 2019 the year of the flash flood, 2020 was the year of the flash drought. So if you get in the northern half of the state, we had these time periods in July, but really in August, and then again around harvest where we dried out and just didn't get a drop of rain for a long time. Thankfully, our yield survived through it, but things got pretty dry. And if you remember back in October, we had a lot of field fires after harvest. And so this was a year where we flipped the script on 2019 and started talking more about the lack of rainfall than the abundance of it. You know what? I would love it if 2021 came in middle of the road.
Again, that's Eric Snodgrass. And finally, in state ag news for you Thursday, with Christmas tomorrow, there's tips now for keeping your Christmas tree fresh throughout the holiday. And depending on when you put your tree up, it may still be in good shape or starting to dry out. U of I Extension educator Katie Parker says what your tree needs most is water.
So it's very important that you water your tree every day. At least check it. If there is water still in the reservoir, there's not a need to water it again. But you do want to make sure that your tree has water every day. My sister literally just asked me about this past weekend. She said she read an article about feeding her Christmas tree Sprite. And I said, no, no way. You don't need to add any additives, no bleach, nothing else. Fresh water is the best way to water your tree.
Parker says if your tree is really drying out, you can just recut the stump, although that's probably not practical if it's full of lights and ornaments. She says it's also a good idea to keep your tree away from a heat source like a vent and direct sunlight. Additives are also, again, not necessary. And that'll conclude Ag News here for your Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Thursday afternoon, Christmas Eve, December 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.